Hey everyone, this is Liz with Everything Beautiful, and I hope that you've all had a wonderful day so far. Today I just want to take a minute to encourage us all to refuse fear in our lives. Over the last couple days, I've been talking to a lot of girls that have been battling fear in some area of their lives, and I really believe that it has been an attack to get them to buy into some kind of lie and to stop them from moving forward in all that God has for them. When we begin to understand how much God loves us and take the time in our lives to understand all that Jesus has made available for us, I really believe we begin to be empowered to live a life that is free from fear. The truth is, you really are a woman of destiny, you are a woman of purpose, and you are a woman of faith. You know, I personally struggled with fear for many years of my life. And for a long time, I just kept sweeping it under the rug and just wishing it would go away, until finally I had no choice but to look it square in the face and call it what it was. I began to realize how much I had allowed fear to control my life, my personality, and my relationships, and I decided that I was finally tired of it. So I remember the day I just asked God, I cried out to God for his help, and I asked him to help me break free so that I could begin to enjoy life once again. And that day when I was talking to God about it, he led me to Isaiah 54. And I just want to read this to us real quick. It says in Isaiah 54:14, it says, "You shall establish yourself in righteousness, in rightness, in conformity with God's will and God's order. You will be far from even the thought of oppression or destruction, for you shall not fear and from terror, for it will not come near you." And as I would read this verse, I realized just how much I needed to get a new vision of myself that was not just based upon what I thought I was or the things I was good at or maybe even things that I had failed at, but I needed to get a vision of myself based upon who God said I was. So when I realized this, is what I did is I began to take the time every day to think on God's word, and then I would begin to speak God's word over my life and allow it to reshape my heart. And sure enough, as I began to do this, the fear that once held me captive began to fade away, and the things that I once struggled with no longer were an issue in my life, and confidence and security began to replace those old fears. And so, you know, we do not need to settle for less than what God has promised us. But if we don't know what God has promised us, then it's like we don't even know that we're missing out. And so sometimes the thing with fear is it settles in our life without us even realizing it. And it begins to control our life, to control our emotions, and control our decisions. And we don't even realize that it's a choice. It is a choice if we're going to allow fear to control us. And so today, make the choice to believe God's word and let it reshape your life. And if you've been struggling with fear in any area of your life, today say, you know what? I do not have a spirit of fear, but I have a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And begin to be bold again. Begin to have confidence again. Begin to allow the love of God to cast out all fear in your life. It says in 1 John 4:18, it says, "Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels, it casts out all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced God's perfect love." And I think so many times, I know in my own life, like I mentioned before, when for years I battled fear, and honestly, I battled it in a really deep way, and it didn't make sense, and it really controlled my life, a lot of areas of my life. And so it took a while sometimes for, it was like a knot, and I had to allow the love of God and the grace of God to kind of unravel that knot in my life so I could begin to let truth shape my life and form who I really was. And so, I just think it's so true that when we don't know who we are in Christ, like it said in Isaiah 14, that it's our choice as women to establish our life in righteousness. And the deal is with righteousness is this, is that Jesus became sin who knew no sin so that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ. And to make that really simple, basically this is what happened. Jesus lived his life completely free of sin on this earth, right? He never committed any sinful act. And Jesus became sin without committing any sinful act so that we could become righteous without doing any righteous acts. And the righteousness of God is not just righteous actions. The righteousness of God is a free gift from God that we only get by having faith in Jesus Christ. And so as women, we need to allow our identity to be the Word of God and to know that, you know, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. You know, I'm free from fear and thoughts of oppression do not come near me. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God knew me before He shaped me in my mother's womb, that He has a plan and a destiny for my life and for my family and for my marriage. I am gifted and talented because God fearfully and wonderfully made me. And when we begin to understand that, and we begin to understand all the gifts that we have in knowing Jesus Christ, we begin to understand just how much He loves us. And the truth is, He loves you and He loves me so much. And it says in the New Testament that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And I think sometimes, especially if we're Christian girls and we've grown up in the church, maybe we're serving and we're doing all these things for God, but sometimes we need to slow our life down and we just need to think about how much God loves us. Maybe we need to just get whatever. I have a little reading chair at our house, and I love to get in it in the morning with a cup of coffee, my computer, and my Bible, and really just take the time to slow down and remind myself of who God says I am, and to really think about how much God loves me and how much God is for me, and how that I really am the righteousness of God in Christ, that I'm not what I do, but I am who God says I am. It says in Ephesians 3:19, and it really is my prayer for all of us today, that it says that we may really come to know practically through experience for ourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that we may be filled through all of our being unto the fullness of God, that we would have the richest measure of the divine presence, and we would become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself, that we would be women that are wholly filled with the presence of God, with the peace of God, that we're founded in who He says we are, that we know the love of God, not just from going to church and hearing about it, not just because somebody else said it, but because we've actually spent time with God, with our Heavenly Father, with our Maker, with our Creator, and we begin to intimately know Him and to know His love for us so much that deep down in our souls, we understand the love of God. So much that our life begins to just let the love of God flow out from us and to begin to even impact and encourage the other people that are around us. You know, the truth is we are not called just to live for ourselves. And fear wants to bind you and hold you back from what God has for you. It wants to make you think that you're less than you really are. It wants to tell you that you can't do this or you can't do that or that's not for me or somebody else has it better than you. But the truth is the grass is not greener on the other side. And the truth is God has an incredible plan and a credible destiny for you. And it's not just yesterday or it's not in just in your future, but it starts today. So, you know, I just want to, would you join me in the challenge to say, you know what, I'm going to allow God to make everything beautiful in its time, and I am going to refuse fear, and I'm not going to allow fear to settle in any area of my life. It says in Romans 12 that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. So we need to take the time intentionally to think on how much God loves us and who we are in Christ. And when we do this, we are establishing ourselves in righteousness. And just like it said, we will be far from fear, and thoughts of oppression will have no place in our life. And so, Father, I just thank You so much for anybody that would hear this And Father, I pray that fear would have no place in any of our lives, that strongholds of fear would be broken in the name of Jesus, that we would truly have a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind, that we would allow you to reestablish our identity, that we would not find our identity in what we look like, in what we do, or in what people have spoken over our lives, but we would find our identity based in who you say we are, Father, and that we would begin to know the love of God for personal experience, not just for mere knowledge, and that you would begin to flood our entire personality, our entire lives, that you would flood our homes, Father, that you would even flood our thought life, that our thoughts would begin to be ordered by you, and that we would begin to see ourselves for who we really are, and that we would begin to see fear for what it really is, and we would cast it out and not allow it to take root in any area of our life. I just pray peace over everybody and every woman, over every area of their lives, Lord, that they would begin to flourish like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I sure love you guys so much. If you need anything, let me know. Don't allow fear to take root in any area of your life this week. The Bible says that the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and it quickens and makes alive even your body. So trust in that, and have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you soon.